Wonder if
Steamboat.
Jason has a number because he's here he is. He forgot the number to connect.
Forgot how to get in.
So yeah, I guess that's all you need to know about my number.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you trying to be in that number?
I am in that fucking number. I think he is the number.
Jason, are you wearing your glasses and your contacts right now?
only in one eye.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and I guess I'm a one. I drank a few Moscow Mules, and now I'm drinking my last juice to celebrate this victory. This is the instant reaction show. So I don't remember how Ben usually does this. Does he ask y'all for numbers and goes through the show? All right. So Scott, let's just say, show, what's your number?
You've already started off better than Ben usually does, because usually this is the third or fourth take that we've done of waiting for him to get it correct.
Oh my! Just to say hello,
like, yes.
Yeah, just saying. Starting out.
And that's without a number. That's without a number. I am probably about a three or four right now, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Ooh, you sound it.
Yeah, look at him. Scott's up. All right, James, welcome to show us your number.
I'm good four or five, I would say. I've had a cold all weekend, so I've been drinking Wild Turkey all throughout the game. So
that's the way to deal with
get
the
rid
cold.
Of the cold. Yeah.
All right, Gun, welcome to show us your number.
I'm a 0.420.
Baby Billy, I see Uncle Baby Billy's.
Hey,
on the show.
Yeah, there he is. There he goes.
All right.
Oh, look, there's one of those fleas up his ass.
Hey, if you can see his, almost see his butthole on the camera.
Yeah, right?
Covered in fleas. Yeah.
That joke that you just said had a Norm MacDonald cadence to it. I don't know if you meant that or not.
Big impact
but
on
it was
my
very
life.
Much. Yeah. All right. Wes, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm in the 3 to 4 range as well. I had a bunch of Yingling beer today, and I'm drinking a glass of bourbon.
Wow. Oh, beer to liquor. All right. Good for you.
James, thanks for drinking an American whiskey to support the American Ryder Cup team.
Yeah. Speaking of, Jason, welcome to the show. And what is your number?
I mean, I wanted
how many
to
fingers
say
am I holding up?
I wanted to say a 6. You did the diamond cutter. I want to say a 6, so I'll probably go with a 7. I am drinking an Elijah Craig 17.
Whoa.
Small batch in a classic retro Saints glass, and I got to watch the Saints beat the New England Patriots today, and now I am watching the Americans finish off the England,
the old England.
No. Hang on. It's Europe, and we're not in part of Europe anymore. So
it is Europe, but it is Europe, and England has 6 of the 12, so they're majority English based, and we have a guy named English who's gonna fucking kick you guys' asses. So I'm feeling great. Amazing how. How much more
help me being on the show
we sound
of them
after
gets you all happier.
Well, that too.
It's after to do with the Saints winning.
After a Saints win, right? It's amazing. It's a fun party atmosphere right now.
That's right. So this was a Saints win. We are talking about that. so where do you want to start, guys? Instant reaction to this game. Are you back the way you were after Green Bay, where it's like Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
No. I'm very happy the Saints won, but I will say that the wide receivers are garbage.
Are we're you not going to go negative then right out the gate?
Fight me, James. I'm picking a fight with James.
How about that defense?
The defense looked amazing. Defense
why don't we garbage. Start with the good stuff?
Let's start dominant. With the good. Defense was amazing.
Dude, to get CJ, GJ, and Lattimore are the personality of that defense, man. That look at the – well, and they were good last week, but – they were electric.
But no, they didn't play last week, Jeff.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The defense was good without them.
Right.
Was good without them. But this week you can see a swagger return.
I mean, they're difference makers. Simple as that. They are difference makers on defense.
Yeah. DeMario was lit as well.
And Cam Jordan maybe is not going to light up the stat sheet, but he was busy today. He got double teamed all day long and was, I mean, incredibly disruptive all over the place. Lots of pressure on the quarterback. Made a great play from behind when the quarterback scrambled.
He had a great play on the run stop.
He looked like young Cam today. That was great to see.
And we blitzed a lot. You could tell they were trying to get pressure on Mac Jones to get him rattled. And, you know, it got there a lot of times. He was, 30 for 51 for 270, Mac Jones was, with one touchdown and three picks. And, you know, Sean Payton did come out and say earlier this week that I think New England's 18-7 or something crazy like that when they win the turnover battle at home. So he knew that winning the turnover battle would be huge. And
18-0.
108-7. No, it was 108-7.
Oh, yeah. It was something
in the
crazy.
Belichick era.
Yeah, 108-7. So
something like that.
For us, you know, to be +3, actually, yeah, I mean, that's just awesome. We had to win the turnover battle. That was very much an emphasis this week.
So which interception was your favorite? Like,
the pick six.
The almost pick six was fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. PJ clearly hasn't sprinted a full 40 yards at once in a while, but after about 30 yards, he was just stumbling.
He was still on.
How long is this field?
He was like Jordan Spieth on Friday when he was running down the hill after he hit that shot off the bank, Jason.
Awesome shot.
Way to work Ryder's Cup into this, James.
I'm surprised he's on the losing side. I figured he wouldn't want to mention it.
Right. Jenkins opened up the second half with the pick six, was the best. And then what was the third interception?
Just huge.
Lattimore. Five seconds left.
You had already stopped watching.
I did. I walked away. Yeah, I was like the Patriots fans. I left the game to come start this.
I mean, we basically held them to 6 points most of the game. They didn't score that touchdown until the end, into the fourth quarter at least.
Defense touchdown. Yeah. That was not even if the defense were trying, they would not have walked down the field like that. I'm convinced.
I'm glad it came to that and they had to put that drive together. But if we make a chip shot field goal.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have six extra points.
Yeah.
If Lutz was here.
I mean,
or anyone other than Rosa.
Yeah. Anyone. Yeah.
That last drive by our offense to drive down the field and to milk the clock the way we did and to come away with a touchdown was just phenomenal. That was key. At that point, the game was still kind of, it was still kind of close.
It was in the crowds
for game
and their crowds started to get into it. That was kind of, in the first half we were up big, the crowd was out of it. They were booing the Pats. It was great. But man, when they were close,
it was almost like that's what you do when you're up, say like 28-3, for example. Like, I don't know what the exact, we were up 20-3, 21-3, 28-3, but that's how you hold your lead. You know, if the Patriots do start a comeback, then you answer by a long clock-eating drive finishes with a touchdown, so you don't blow, say, like a 25-point lead. Right. I don't know how much we were winning.
It was 21-13 at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it was a one-score game. So for us to go down and drive down and milk the clock and score was just huge.
I love when it was 6 minutes and ended up being, seven or eight?
Yeah.
And the play calling, because, like, the two drives before that, we were talking about that during the game. Like, they were very uninspired. It was run, pass.
Yeah, it was like 3-and-out.
Reminiscent of Carl.
Three drives of prevent offense. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then everybody was kind of like, Jameis needs to look better and the Saints are losing it. No, that was intentional.
So, I mean, I'm really happy with the defense. I think it'll be interesting. This is so early in the season. We don't know how. I think the Patriots have a good defense. I really do. I think we'll look back and maybe have some other answers. But if you told me in any game that your only quarterback was 13 of 21 for 128 yards, you say that your leading rusher was 24 carries for 89 yards, only 3.7 yards a carry, and your top receiver was 4 catches for 41 yards, you'd say you lost that game. Right. So, I mean, I'll give our defense some credit on the things they did. I'm worried about our offense. I agree with you, Jeff. I think there was probably some smart play calls once we got up in the game that was trying to drag out the game. I also think that our offense struggled when it got to points of, okay, we need a first down. We need to do something.
How much of that still is the offensive line is tattered?
But Jameis had pressure. I mean, Jameis had time today.
He had time on a lot of throws, and no one was open.
Were they not open, or what else
would it have been? You think he's just holding the ball because he wants scared. To hold the ball?
Yes, maybe he was scared. That guy might be open, but I'm going to hesitate, and then the window closed.
Obviously, from that touchdown that Callaway caught, he's not scared to just throw the ball up for grabs.
Jameis, the constant gunslinger. Well, I don't know why he won't throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he's holding on to the ball too long. He needs to get rid of it. If nobody's open, throw it away. But get rid of it.
He's either going to throw it to you when you're wide open, or he's going to throw it to you with his eyes closed. He's not going to do like the Drew Brees would have thrown the ball in every one of those plays, and he would have thrown a guy open, or he'd have put something somewhere that no other quarterback can. And we're used to that.
I'll throw some fuel on the fire. How about this new inside the 10-yard line Taysom-centric play calling and packaging? I've had thoughts about what if the Saints just red zone Taysom.
It worked. You even had him attempt the pass, which is good. It keeps the defense honest.
I
don't want to get to a revisionist history that we just only remember the first down and the touchdown. There was four other drives that stopped because we put Taysom Hill in and he couldn't get a first down. So,
well, one of them was like third and six.
Were they inside the 10 drive?
But it didn't
somewhat work inside the 10.
He does good inside the 10.
Rest of the game.
Don't use him anywhere else. Use him inside the 10. very specific about this.
Hey,
can we get it down to like the 6.5 maybe?
Then I mean, give him four downs from there, and we'll yeah. Exactly.
Hey, listen,
Since he's good for four, you can use it.
Four downs at the 6.5. Look, if
you're paying a guy $140 million, you should put him in the yard.
He's your
thing.
Your six
you know,
and a half yard line and in guy.
10 yards, the most important yards of the whole field. That's what he earns his money.
And they're not actually paying him that much. But I think.
Oh, you think so, doctor?
I don't know. I was on that whole like, okay, so not only are we using him a little much and it's not working, but we literally were using him for the exact same play.
It was
over and over.
It was,
which for me at first, yeah, I'm like, wow, we've reduced his like role to one play. And then I realized why, with the whole fake run, throw the pass thing. So it was that whole setup and trick him. But
again, was it worth the four drives that
they weren't using them properly.
No.
And only inside the 10.
Because it wasn't inside the 10.
Correct.
I mean, that one drive was third and six, and they ran the ball with Taysom. Like, there's no way he was going to pick that up.
That's what happens when you don't have receivers who can't get open.
Exactly. Yeah. Receivers. Right,
talk about your receivers. Go say what
they're not getting open.
They're not a legit group of receivers.
On that drive, they did get open. On that long drive.
Deontay got open because he's the fastest guy in the field.
Didn't we run the ball 10 of 13 plays on that drive?
A lot.
Ball 11 of 14, something.
Yes. I mean, they're not getting open. Look at the three games, okay? First game, 148 yards for Jameis. Second game, 111 yards for Jameis. Third game, 128 yards for Jameis. Now, you're telling me a wide receiver's getting open? You have three games where this dude hasn't thrown for over 150 yards. And you're telling me the wide receivers are getting open, that it's not a wide receiver issue. Three games. You know he's got the arm.
Game plan?
Well, our top two receivers are not playing.
We're also running the ball 37
we're not trotting out
a
caliber.
And we're throwing it 20 times a game. This is the flip of the Drew Brees era. We're now running the ball 30 up almost 40 where we used to throw the ball 40 times a game.
We're running more
because we can't throw it.
That's exactly why.
Over the next few weeks, next week we get Josh Gordon back.
That's smart.
And then 2 weeks from now we get Michael Thomas and Trey.
And then Josh Gordon's out again for cocaine.
And then Josh Gordon's gone by the time Michael Thomas gets back.
But the good news is by next week Stills will have his legs back.
But that's what your coach is supposed to do. Is what he's doing is we're going to be run heavy until we get our full complement of receivers. He's not going to run a game plan as though he has Michael Thomas in the lineup. He's going to run heavy. Because he knows he knows the tools that he has.
I understand.
He knows that these receivers.
You also still have to be able to throw.
You got to be able to drop back and have people open. And you have to. We don't have that right now.
I know. Otherwise, we'd be what?
Do we have to sling it though, with the defense playing the way it is?
This is a team that lost 26-7 last week. We just won 28-13. Maybe there's some things we can pick on the offense that we didn't like, but this was 28-13 is a big win. And again, like Scott said, they scored 7 points
on the road.
On the road,
not just on the road, and New England.
I do believe New England has a legitimate defense.
I agree.
Obviously, they got a young quarterback.
And the way that they won in Green Bay last week was the anomaly. We all excused it away as coaching wasn't there, traveling, all the stuff from last week. I mean, yeah, everybody's nitpicking.
And we go home now. We're going back to New Orleans.
Get to sleep in our own beds.
The practice.
We're playing the Giants?
Play next week.
Yeah, yes. And we get to play a shitty Giants team.
Yeah, if Jameis doesn't throw for over 150 yards against the Giants, then we really got a fucking problem. No? Yes?
If we're 3-1.
We have a receiver problem already anyway.
I mean, Matt Ryan threw for 243 today against them.
So if Jameis doesn't throw for 150 or more.
If Jameis throws for 140 yards next week, we win the game, we're 3-1. What are you complaining about?
The wide receivers.
Welcome
to the party, pal.
If Jameis Winston wants to be Trent Dilfer and lead us to a Super Bowl victory, like
he's doing it by choice.
And I agree with that.
I don't know, but what week is Michael Thomas back?
Six is the bye week. Seven.
Games without Michael Thomas.
Yeah,
but still,
so
I mean, but
if we're three. I'm sorry, if we're 3-1,
we've already said if we're 500 or better
again. So I ask again, we'll what's the fucking problem if you're 4-1 and then you get Michael Thomas back?
What if it doesn't solve the problem?
Michael
it
Thomas
may. Doesn't? What if it doesn't solve the problem?
But what if it does?
Then we have a problem.
Then great. Then Jeff, it was Michael Thomas.
Jeff, you know what it is? This whole segment has been overanalyzed this.
It has been. This isn't an instant reaction show. I got you. you're saying the receivers are a problem, but if Michael Thomas comes back and the overwhelming majority feels that the absence of Thomas is the biggest issue with the receivers. If that doesn't solve the problem, then you have a problem.
You can be worried.
You don't necessarily have a problem right now.
Instant reaction show right now, wide receivers aren't good. This game, wide receivers weren't good.
Okay.
Instant reaction, this was referenced
as inference reaction is for the game, right, James?
Yes, you're correct. Marcus Callaway did not play well. He had four catches.
Hey, he had a touchdown.
41 measly yards, an amazing touchdown catch.
He had an okay fantasy line. It was all right. I put him in my starting lineups.
Three catches, 31 yards.
But those are important catches. Those are important catches.
There was a problem, though. They weren't good.
They weren't.
They weren't good.
They weren't.
But the receivers as a whole.
Two critical catches. Callaway had a critical catch for a touchdown.
When they're open, they're catching the ball. But there should have been more completions than that. Jameis should have had more than 128 yards.
Kenny Stills had a catch.
Okay, so maybe and I'm so, kind of yeah, thinking about problem. It, and maybe I'm kind of with you. I'm thinking we just won 28-13 in New England. This has been a lot of complaining. Other than roses, let's spend the rest of the show being positive because we just won.
And I don't even have to talk about roses. I mean, Look,
he's not going to be on the team.
He's not going to be on the team.
There's a lot of rumors that Lutz and Traquan Smith are returning tomorrow. There's at least two people coming off of IR tomorrow. A lot of rumors that it's possible to be Lutz and Traquan Smith this week as soon as tomorrow.
Okay.
With a competent kicker, we win that game 34-13.
And Traquan adds nothing to this conversation.
I think he does.
He would be the best receiver on the team.
Would, yeah.
I mean, like, you can.
He
you
still
can,
won't do anything.
You can dislike Traquan as much as you want.
We're not being negative.
He would be the best receiver on the team.
Our negative session is over. You can't say anything negative anymore.
That's right.
We just beat New England in New England. Fuck Bill B.
And I'm happy about that.
I do want to give Deonte Harris credit because that first punt return, like they fucked up their entire punting game, the rest of it, trying to punt the ball out of bounds so that he couldn't return the ball.
Oh, we had a block too.
Yeah,
we did have a block on the anniversary. Well, yesterday, I think it was the anniversary of the Gleason block.
We're good for at least one block punt a season, aren't we? At least one.
Easy. Every year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well-coached really teams do. Teams.
Yeah, nice to see Werner. Werner actually looked good out there. He played in a ton of the game
for coming out of nowhere. And Werner looked good moving around out there. I'm impressed with our defense. I think our defense is Werner the safety?
I get Werner and Turner.
He's number.
He's number 20
to screw with your
he's
head.
Number 20.
And the awesome thing, Wes, is that this defense is going to continue to get better, and they're going to continue to get key people back.
We're doing all this without maybe our second best player.
No Onyemata, no Davenport. Clearly we know that Turner's wearing the big robo elbow thing. He's
passing y'all got a sack.
Yeah,
Passignon looks good, man.
He does. He looks real good.
I don't know how we got him for almost nothing.
I was gonna say, where did he come from?
Kansas City.
Where did he go?
Okay. Got Niger.
Come from.
Wow. Well, am I the only one that didn't realize that Werner was a white guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
His name's Pete.
and that's not his last name.
It's first name. First name Pete.
Adebo's real.
Like that,
that's short for Peter.
I think we've seen enough. We've seen enough games with Adebo now to where like he's legit. He's real.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. The real deal.
Did Roby play today?
Yeah, he did.
Which, hey, great thing that you're asking that question.
Yeah,
because that didn't there was see him nothing done on him. They went after Lattimore. They went after Lattimore with the hand, and Lattimore was all. And Adebo gives up catches, but I'm telling you, every time they are catching the ball, he is immediately tackling the person before they've come down. Like I'm impressed with him.
Our secondary, you know, held those guys up all day. We weren't getting a whole lot of penetration when we weren't blitzing. But there were coverage sacks based on just those guys doing their job for so long, you know. It was an outstanding performance.
It was, and I think outstanding. I think it was you, Gunn, that said, I don't see how New England scores on us.
I didn't see the path to New England having a whole lot of success against us on offense.
And they didn't.
Nope.
It's a ridiculous thing what the Saints have been able to do against the run for so many years now. So they go in today and give up 49 yards rushing.
Jeez.
And this is, we're talking about, everybody I know was terrified when we had to cut him as a cap casualty. And it was like, this is a problem. He was the big difference. Malcolm Brown sitting in the middle, stopping people rushing last year. And we're in Onyemata out and all that. And we're putting in, we've got nobody that's ever been in the draft as far as a defensive lineman. It's ridiculous that we can still play this well against the run. It's just crazy. Shouldn't be able to happen.
And we weren't getting pressure without blitzing.
No,
at least until like
Onyemata's going to change that, right?
Later in the game, we did.
Yeah,
again, that's another one of those things that we're like second half of the year.
Yeah, because you saw. I know it's just preseason, but Onyemata made such a massive difference when he was in the game. Yeah. So when we get him back, it's. Yeah,
destruction
crazy.
Time. That's what and I do love about like
all at the same time, don't we?
Where we get out of the first quote quarter of the season, 3-1, and then
first five games.
We have 5 games before the bye, and then you get the Giants next week.
You got the Giants who are in Washington.
Right, who are
Washington.
Okay. Yeah.
Washington's
defense
one,
does not look good anymore.
And then we have our full team
struggling.
Yeah.
5-1.
If you're 5-1, missing all the guys we had, missing the coaches, being on the road.
COVID's behind you. And you're home. Watch out, league. That's all I gotta say.
We might go 15-2.
I mean,
I didn't predict
doing,
it at the beginning.
If we're doing this with the situation and the hand that we've been dealt, wait, what happens when we're 100%?
I mean, we still didn't have Ryan Nielsen out there today,
right?
Helping the defensive line.
Well, also he's our assistant head coach too, not just defensive line. I mean, he has huge responsibilities with the team.
Yeah, I think the team looked disciplined today too. Like they played well. I think even this whole season, the referees, but today's game, I think there was one bullshit call that I disagreed with. The rest of the game I felt was called fair.
Yeah, they called on Adebo. He was
great
coverage.
They should have just left.
And then that offside they called on us, that was on them.
For sure.
I do have one more negative thing to say.
Of course.
Well, then you can say it when we hang out.
No, classic Scott. Right now. Mark Schlereth is a tool.
Oh, yeah. You can say that.
He was pulling for New England, and he hated.
Oh my
God. Hated Jameis.
He hated Jameis.
Mac Jones threw 3 incompletions, and on the replay, he's like, "This guy's so good. Look at the way he's releasing the ball, and just he knows exactly where to go with it and when to let it go." And I'm like, "It was an incomplete." Like, right. It was just weird.
And then Jameis throws like a touchdown pass, completion.
Shouldn't have thrown it.
It's like, oh, you know, they really got to watch out for this guy. You know, do you know he threw a bunch of interceptions a couple of years ago on a different team with different coaches, different players, different life, different situation?
So, James, do you get the same announcers that we get for the?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get the Fox crew. Okay.
Yeah. We had the Fox crew. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, Jones completes one pass, and Sharp's like, oh, man, the Patriots are rolling now. It's like, come on, dude.
I think they said that the game next week is also on Fox, didn't they? The Giants game is also on Fox, so it might be the same.
No, we're definitely going to get a lower tier announcement.
James, y'all get closed captioning at the bottom so y'all know what they're saying?
No, I know exactly what they're saying.
Wait till we get.
It's my language, I guarantee you, not yours.
Kenny Albert next year. What is his name?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if y'all have listened to a game yet with Gus Johnson and Aqib Talib. It's a fucking treat, dude. It's a fucking treat. That's all I'm gonna say. It's they're my new favorite.
When's our Peyton and Eli game? When's that?
Tomorrow.
That's Monday, tomorrow Monday night.
No,
Monday
no night. Hours.
Oh, we play Monday night.
I don't know. Miami, December. We've got a Monday night game, I think.
But I don't know if it's Peyton or Peyton and Eli game. They only do have
to do. Believe me, if the ratings are good, they're going to keep.
Yeah, they'll keep doing it.
Week 7, Seattle's
Monday
night.
They'll probably get Archie on for the Saints.
They could. That would be a good guest.
Yeah,
that'd be a great guest. It'll be the old Manning show. They're bringing Cooper. They're bringing Archie.
If they don't do
all the Mannings,
they'll bring an Arch.
Arch
Cooper.
Yeah.
But I don't know if y'all thought about it all. Today's the first time watching the game. I don't think that Jameis did terrible. I think our receivers weren't open, but I think that some of the times where he looked like he was going to take a sack or throw it away and then threw it in a strange place that probably could have been bad.
away.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
What I started seeing today was I think that we're going to have a very good season. I still think that we're going to win 13 games. I could see us having a season where we play really well, go deep in the playoffs, and then he doesn't return as our quarterback next year. I don't know if Peyton is going to want to commit. Even if Jameis has good results and our defense helps, and all, I don't know if he's – I'm starting to question whether or not he's going to be the right quarterback for Peyton's patience.
I mean, early on, it seems like Peyton clearly doesn't trust him yet.
So some of it's the play calling, and then some of it's the result of what Jameis doing. Both of those things makes me I wonder if this is a 1-year deal, and then I mean next year's. We're not drafting high enough to get a rookie, and I don't think they're throwing it to Ian Book either. I don't know.
Give him a few more.
We can trade for a sign, but
I agree that that makes a lot of sense based on the first three games. But I've read a lot this last week about people comparing Drew Brees in 2006, his first year with the Saints. It was about five games.
He did start out pretty slow.
He settled in, so it's early.
I'm getting a little like.
But I see what you're very seeing. Impatient. I see what you're seeing.
Listen, I'm okay with us being the best defensive team in football and just being smart enough on offense to not fuck it up.
And still have Kamara.
And all of that. And then getting Michael Thomas back, I think that helps us on third and two and some other times as well. But what I'm seeing right now through three games, I wonder if we're going to have a great season. But then this is a one and done for James
So I wonder either third or fourth down. It was a short yardage play. They expected the run. We threw the quick slant to Callaway. I'm surprised we didn't see more of that.
Loved it.
You know, when guys down the field couldn't get open, just do quick things to get easy short passes.
I think Jameis changed the play, didn't he, for that? And changed it into a pass. Yeah.
Well, our slant receivers hurt right now.
On your point, what you were saying about Peyton and whether he trusted him, Peyton was pissed with that touchdown. We scored a touchdown, but he was pissed.
I turned to a buddy of mine. I was like, I'm glad that we scored a touchdown, but I didn't like that. And he's like, well, I think that if he hadn't caught it, it would have gone on the back of the end zone. I'm like, I don't know. It also might have got returned for a touchdown the other way.
Yeah, I think it would have gone out. I mean, it could have gone any of those directions.
After the fact, he threw it where he had to throw it. Touchdown, Saints.
He did, right. I mean, Drew Brees, that's how Drew Brees threw half of his touchdown passes, high to the back of the end zone, and a tall tight end would catch it or something, you know?
I agree with where the ball ended up going. I'm talking, Brees did not normally throw the ball as he was being tackled, though. His legs wrapped up and he couldn't, I mean,
That was it. Was more the win.
Oh, well, Brees didn't have the athletic ability to then do what Jameis.
Hey,
did.
And I will say, Jameis looked good moving around the pocket. Like he does.
Well, he had to,
but then he still then he still doesn't throw the ball.
I know. Well, yeah, it was one of those things. It felt like he had all day, but then also he was running a lot, scrambling a lot for his life.
Yeah,
and so yeah, it is a weird.
Like, he still had Andres Pete as one of his starting offensive line.
This is a game that I actually would want to go back and rewatch and watch specifically for these things. Like, I know, like, Dave likes to watch games 15 times before he records the BS and beer. So maybe it's worth watching this one a second time before our regular show. But in the meantime,
I think you should watch it 16 times.
I think just to be better than him. Right?
Yes.
We should keep a score. Like, I watched it now. But, all right. So, does Ben usually do final thoughts on this thing?
We do a segment. Jeff, do you not listen to the instant
I do, but
show?
I don't pay attention to.
Oh, do you, Jeff? So what's the last segment that we do?
Yeah, what's the last segment, Jeff, that he started doing this
What if
season?
We gave him a multiple choice? Is it called is it called A, Ben's final thoughts? Is it called B,
whose mom do you want to sleep with?
Is it called B, headlines? Is it called C, keep pounding? Or is it called
he has no idea. He has no clue.
Oh, is this where is this where y'all trying to like come up with like what's the headline of the game or something?
No, you want to guess which one do you think?
Good
it
headlines.
Is?
Good guess, Jeff.
Headlines for tomorrow. That will be in the paper.
Headlines tomorrow. For tomorrow.
Yes, that will be in the paper.
See? Tomorrow. All right. Well then let me
I've actually done one this week as well.
All right, everyone. Look like it's time for headlines for tomorrow. Which one do you think it'll be? That's my Ben.
We.
All right, who's first then? What's your headline for tomorrow, Scott?
Oh, shit. Come back to me.
All right, done.
Saints innovate new 10-yard offense for $140 million backup quarterback.
Ooh, that's a long headline.
It's going to be on a digital edition somewhere.
All right, who's got one?
I got one. Boston D party.
Okay. Damn, you're good, Jason. Your last week's was good too.
It took me a while, but it was like, you know what? I just came up with it. I was thinking, man, I got to come up with something.
What was his headline last week, Jeff?
Pounded.
Oh, that's
I think that was right. Mine.
I actually used mine. It. Oh, was it? I used it for the show last week.
I don't remember.
It was you one ready? Where Scott was going to say it, but Jason said it first and took it.
It's typical.
Learning.
Sammy. You ready? Where there's a color will, there's a color way.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Football Patriots lose, golf Patriots win.
Oh. Look, I can't top any of those. I'll be honest with you. I really can't. I'm trying to come up with something witty, and I got like nothing.
Saints score more points than opponent.
Yes. Saints win.
Wait, Scott. Why
Saints
isn't
footballed well?
Scott, why isn't taste some of this?
Okay, I got one. I got it.
Uh-oh.
Taste some of this, but only inside the 10-yard line.
I see what he did there.
That's right, just guns, but shorter. That's the tabloid.
I summarized. Me and Gun tag teamed on that one.
I shouldn't be writing the words for them right
now. Yours was for the New York Times and his was for the...
Gun submitted his and then the editor short.
Mine's the USA Today. The USA Today.
Gun submitted it. It's like 3 Z's and L and like 2 3's.
Sometimes you just gotta give up on
guns. The Saints win 42 give up on grammar. To nothing.
Right. 42 you gotta give up on language.
Just give up on grammar and syntax.
All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're gonna thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United podcast, where you only have to subscribe.
That's a classic Ben right there.
I'm trying to do the full Ben experience at the end of the show. Where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including this, the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol Podcast, the BS and Beer Saints Podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League Podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_Podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitch for live streams at twitch.tv/Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to DomePatrolPodcast.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Euro Rider Cup donkeys.
USA! USA! USA!
Good night, donkeys. Good night, USA Nation.